So we're picking up from Parak Gimel. We talked about the construct of tshuva that Rav Kook created or sort of put together in terms of a natural form of tshuva, one related to faith, one related to an intellectual understanding. And essentially, where we ended off last week was that the highest level of tshuva is recognizing, that's why it says intellectual, is recognizing that what happens to us, the inevitable mistakes that we're going to make are part of the process, right? And there, it's yiridashi l'tzorech aliyah, right? And wherever we might have fallen, but that was meant to happen to get me to an even higher plane. The second parak he talks about tshuva pitomit versus hadargit. We did that 2 weeks ago, which is the gradual type of tshuva, right? That happens over years or decades or who knows, right? It could happen, over a really, really long time, over an entire life, lifespan, where we better ourselves, hopefully, each year and each decade that goes by. And there's also tshuva pitomit, which is like an epiphany, right? He says like a barak chitzoni, like a pnimi, like a lightning bolt, right? That hits us, deep inside. We're like, whoa! And then we totally, change our lives. It's hard to keep that going, but that's a mashahu as well. That happens with people as well. So Perek Gimel, he says there's tshuva pratit mifureshet and tshuva stamit klalit. So there's individual, personal tshuva that's explicit, you know what you're doing tshuva on, versus stamit, like stam. Right? I'm just stam, I'm doing tshuva, right? That's more expansive. Yesh tshuva mechuvenet neged chet miyuchad, o chataim rabim, a certain type of tshuva, which is specifically, intended to engage with a certain sin that we're engaged with, right? Or many sins. Ve'adam sam chetao nochach panav, and we're able to, visualize that sin, right? We put it right there. We're honest about it, right? The first step to anything is admitting, right? Admitting you have a problem, right? Vidui. And umitchared alav umitztayer al asher nokesh bepach achet, and you have regret and you feel upset that you keep coming ensnared in this sin. V'nafsho mitapeset ve'ole ad shehu mishtachrer me'avdud achatait. And your soul is is really churning and growing to try to free yourself from this this sin that you're subjugated to. Umargish bekirbo et hachirut hakedusha, and you start feeling like a certain freedom, like a holy freedom that sets over you, right? The weight is off you, right? They say that very often. I hope nobody here has back problems. They don't have back problems? What do they say back problems are an issue? It's usually stress. And usually, and in my experience, what I find with people is it's not just stress, it's really like they're hiding something. Like they're hiding something's going on, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's like a real demon, other times it's something else, and it like just hits them, right? It's like this back pain. It's interesting, it uses this language of you feel, a certain, light, right? You feel lighter. You feel a holiness, a freedom. Hani imam me'od l'nafsho han Hala'a, right? You feel the sense of like, right? It's really a pleasant feeling of like, some sort of heaviness that's been lifted. V'hu olechu mitrape, and you go and you're becoming healed. You're getting better and better. Mitrape, we're talking about the spiritual healing. V'zahare ora shel shemesh hachesed, and the rays of light of the sun of a sun of kindness, of compassion, of a chesed elyon, of a heavenly kindness comes down from us, Shulchim Elav et Koveim, and God sends it to these people who are, seeking this kind of tshuva. It's a very, it seems like a, just a beautiful, not an escape, but it's like, some sort of spiritual redemption, very redemptive. V'olechu mitasher, and you go and you're becoming better and better, mitasher, with an aleph. Not with an ayin. The ayin's not bad too, but with an aleph, right? And you become better, and you feel more meaning in life. Holeichu mitmalei oneg v'deshen pnimi. You go and you find really spiritual delight and internal deshen, internal worth, And it comes in conjunction with a broken heart and a soul that's been, you know, that's been humbled. Shehu margish bekirbo, that you feel within your midst. Shagam regesh ze atzmo hanaa lo lefi matzavo, that even this feeling, you're feeling that even like sort of that brokenness actually is a good thing. Like it's like you feel, you derive pleasure from it in your state. Mosif lo oneg ruchni pnimi ushlemud amitit, and you find this a certain spiritual harmony internally and a sense of fulfillment of wholeness. Famous line of the Kutzker Rebbe: there's nothing as whole as a broken heart, right? There's nothing as whole as a broken heart, right? Because that really needs to be stated. Anyone who has, you know, an unbroken heart, and we walk around like, you know, the smartest people in the room, or we know everything, or we have all the answers, no one wants to hang around with that guy, right? Let's be honest. Like, and that person wonders, like, what? Why is it? How come I, you know, why are friends like sort of walking away from, like, you know? You need to do a little bit of, you know, soul searching. And you go and you keep going and you feel like you're getting close to the source of life. To the living God that you actually realize wasn't so far away from you. And we had mentioned this last week, right? At the end of the Ashamnus, we're almost there. We say the end, Rashanu Shichasnu, right? We've become wicked, we've become corrupt. Ta'inu, we've strayed. Titanu. What is titanu? You've allowed us to go astray. Meaning it's sort of we're in such a funk. God is right there, but we feel like he's like so far away, but he's actually right next to us. But Hashem has just allowed us to feel that distance, even though he's right there. Nafsho akmea zocheret b'sason lev et oniya umrudeha pnimim v'himit mal'a rikshei toda. This soul that's you know, kind of feeling it, that's really looking for something, remembers the joy in their heart when you realize, you know, kind of how broken you were, right? How messed up you were. Think about, right, again, in a very extreme example, right? You think about someone who's, you know, an addict, or someone who's, you know, done things, you know, that he's really, really not proud of. Right, and then something happens, right, and you change, and you hit a bottom, or you know, or something, you know, terrible happens, and you're in this really degraded state. But actually, you're really happy for that degraded state, because my God, had I not seen the light, had I not realized, you know, had I not been broken down like this, who knows where I'd be right now, right? So you're appreciating the fact that you've been put through the mill. A little bit. You're filled with feelings of joy. And you know, with praise and gladness, you call out and you say, "I bless Hashem." Right? You're thanking Hashem for bringing you to this degraded state, right? Because again, through that degraded state, you're actually connecting to a part of yourself that's been laying dormant for far too long. He quotes a pasuk, right? God who forgives all of our sins, who heals all of our maladies, our spiritual maladies. Right? And God meets out things to all those who are stuck or oppressed. Hoy, kama ashuka haita hanefesh. He says, wow, how oppressed, how stuck was our spirit. Ashuka, it was ensnared. In sin, it was ensnared in a certain way of life, in a certain lifestyle. I couldn't have imagined. Right? Even you speak to someone who's like a Baal Tshuva, like a real Baal Tshuva, we're all Baal Tshuva, right? But someone, and of course, we have to be, right? Especially as we head into this season. But think about someone who, right, he lived, you know, and he was in a different kind of world, and he, you know, lived by wherever, and he was driving to shul, and he was, you know, going to this, that. He's living this very secular life, and then now he's like sort of in the veldt, you know, that we know, and they're like, "My God, I can't believe I, you know, I was in that space." Like you just didn't know, right? So he says, like, that's the idea, right? Be'od masa hachet kederato gasuto v'siblo ha'alyom munach aleha kama haita yiruda uskufa gam imosha v'kavod chitzoni nafala lechevel right, how bad the things were. I can't believe how empty I was. I can't believe how far away I was. I had no idea. Okay, so he's sort of getting just very poetic at the end, which is very difficult. So that's the idea of a certain type of sin that's a tshuva pratit mifureshet, right? I know the sin, I saw it, I identified it, and now I extirpated it from myself. And I feel like a new person. I feel like a weight is lifted, okay? V'yeshna od, and we'll finish up with this, v'yeshna od argashas tshuva, stamit klalit, different type of feeling of tshuva, which is stam, like we said, general. Ein chet o chataim shel avar olim alibo, you're not like feeling like, oh, I'm doing this wrong, or I'm doing that, or I'm engaging this. But you feel somewhere deep inside, you just feel like spiritually dead inside. You feel spiritually lost. You feel spiritually down, right? You just feel like you're filled with sin. You don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it. You just feel far. How many times people come to me and this rabbi, I come to shul, I'm here, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. And we have that, right? And we go through periods, all of us go through periods like this. She'ein or Hashem me'ir alav. You feel like the light of God's not shining on you. Maybe things are going badly. Maybe you're going through a rough time at work or at home or wherever, and you just don't feel it, right? Ein ruach nediva bekirbo. You're not feeling a giving spirit. Libo atum. Your heart is atum. It's closed. It's numb. It's numb. You're not jumping to help that person. You're not like when you're in your right space, your right state. You see somebody, you want to give them a smile. You see they're having right. You see someone like struggling with their packages and all that. And so either you could like run up and help them, or you could like kind of just shuffle up. And then by the time you get there, right? Oh, they picked them up for it. Right? It's like you're not feeling that. And that's not who we are. That's proper for a holy soul, for a good person. Haskalato hi gasav rikshotav mirubavim mikderov etzimaon shemaorelo giul ruchani. You feel like spirituality. I don't want to daven. It's going to be too much davening, too much singing. I don't want it. Let me just go quick and get out of here. Mipayeshu me'atzmo, and you feel like you're embarrassed by like these feelings. You have them. You feel like God's not, he says, you know God's not inside of you, which is obviously not wrong, but that not right, but you feel that. And that's what bothers you the most. That's what bothers you the most. The biggest sin, the worst sin. You feel like God's not in your midst. What happened right before Vayavo Amalek? What did Jewish people say? Right before Vayavo Amalek? Hayesh Hashem b'kribenu imayim. They turn around and say, is God in our midst or not? That's the worst. That's, and all of a sudden, Vayavo Amalek. That's when we get nailed. That's when we get smacked. That's when we get a patch. And that's the most terrible sin. Mit marmer hu al atzmo. Eino motzei manos mipach mokshim shalo. She'ein lo tochen miyuchad. You feel like you don't have substance, like spiritual substance inside of you. Raku kulo kemo natun besid. It's like you're stuck. You're like a statue. Mitoch merirus nafshes zu ba tshuva kratia shel rofe omen. Right. So through this feeling, this bitterness of spirit comes something deeper. So it comes to mind to me the idea of ani yeshena v'libi er. It's in Shir. I'm sleeping, but my heart is awake. So the Nesiv Shalom talks about this. It says, we walk around sleepwalking. Some people, they're literally sleepwalking and their heart's not even awake. Right? So some people are right in the middle. We're walking around sleepwalking. We're numb. We're not, we're kind of dead inside. But the heart is awake. And the heart wants to see something. And that's where this tshuva now is going to spring from. It's from the depths of your soul, the Seser Ateva, uvechol chadrei haTorah haEmunah veAmesorah. You feel it, and it comes from all places of Torah and faith and tradition. Vechol kochahi ba'avizoremet v'toch nafsho. It all comes all at once, and it's like churning inside your soul. Bitachon oz birefuah birefuah b'tchiyah kolelet. a strong feeling, a strong belief in healing. I can do better. I want to be better. I want to resurrect myself. I want to connect again. Shatshuva moshita l'chol advekim ba, that tshuva, and you believe that tshuva can pull anyone who connects to it, right? That Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba, right? That it's a tree of life to all those who grab hold of it. Ma'avir alav ruach chen v'tachtonim ki isha asher imot anachmenu ken anochi anachamchem, right? That God's going to come to you like a mother's going to come to you. Margishu ubechol yom v'yom shover alav v'askamat tshuva ilayit uklalit zu hargashato na'aseit yoter v'tucha yoter mechover, and then the feeling, then you start pushing. And then the feeling, you feel more assured. You feel more clear. Yoter mu'arab or haseichel, and you feel more, your mind is illuminating again. Your mind is connecting to Hashem. V'yoter mipa'eret al pi yisodei Torah, and things get more explained and understood through the foundations of Torah. V'nehu holeich v'noher, and you're going and you're flowing. Noher, like the word nahar. You're flowing. You start flowing. You start getting into a zone. Pnei azam chalafu. That countenance that you had, the lack of light in your face, it all of a sudden it switches. Or ratzon ba v'zoreach, a light of favor. It comes and it shines. Umit malei oz. You're filled with strength. Einam mitmalot esh kodesh, and your eyes are filled with a holy fire. Your heart now is like immersing itself in like tranquil waters, kedusha utar utehora, chofefet alav, and holiness and purity are now surrounding you. Havayin kates malei kul malei kol ucho nafshot tzama laHashem. Your soul is now thirsting for God. Ukemo chalav v'deshen tisba mitzimona zegufa ruach hakodesh mikashkeshet lefanav. Kizub v'hu mevusar shenimchu, sorry, v'hu mevusar shenimchu kol psha'av. And all of a sudden you feel like the Holy Spirit, you feel like Hashem. Remember, what did he say? What was the, like, kind of the original sin here? The worst thing? God's not with me. God's not with me. All of a sudden, you start feeling God around you. You start seeing things happening. You're like, wow. Allah, it's Hashgacha Pratis. I was just talking about that today. I just learned that in the Mishnah. I just learned that in David's Rashi. Oh my God! And then I see it the next day, and it's there. And you're feeling like there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu now is around you. And once you feel that, and Hashem is like your zug. What is a zug? Partner. You're like a couple. Hashem's like your partner, right? You guys are like a couple. Hashem's Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you, and that's the sign that your sins are now they're melting away. Whether the ones you knew about, the ones you didn't know about, you've now been created. You're like a new creation, a new person. Everything is now new with you. And you're saying Shira. And this is the greatest tshuva. And that's how great tshuva is. It brings healing to the world. Who's it healing? It's healing you. And it's healing the whole world. And all of a sudden, you have the ability to have an impact on the world again. Remember before, it's like, you're shying away, you're not helping people, you're not out there, your face is low, you're not giving forth any energy, any spirit to others. And that's perhaps why this tshuva stamit, like stam tshuva, right? A lot of us, let's be honest, right? We go into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, especially Yom Kippur, it's stam. Stop, you have the al-chaitz, and I'll read the art scroll thing, and it'll tell me some of the things I'm doing wrong, you know. But for the most part, we're just like, all right, so where is it? It's right here, right? And the idea is that we feel that we're standing, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, that the ultimate, like, raison d'etre of Yontif is to feel like you're Lifnei Hashem. And that's why in the Yom Kippur service with Lifnei, right? When we the Kohanim and the bowing, what do we say? Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That before God, you will become pure. That we should all have the zechus to feel that we're in front of God, and that light of God is with us and animates us, and so that, and that we could share that and spread that that light to other people. And I'll end with the Kutzker, just like the Kutzker said. And he said, you know, if I wanted to, he said, I can resurrect the dead. Instead, I choose to resurrect the living. We shall be zoche to a tchias amesim with our hearts awake and to awaken the rest of our bodies and our souls as we, mirtz Hashem, ride the wave into a new year of bracha, of mazel, of shalom, and good things. Shkoyach, everyone.